It's a misty Memorial Day morning at Sitka Sound Seafoods, and Eric Jordan is bringing in a load of king salmon caught over the first weekend of the Sitka Salmon Derby.
So you see a red one? How it's kind of a salmon red color. And the white flesh king salmon tastes better.
Oh, okay.
Because they have an enzyme that converts the carotene, the red stuff in the shell.
Eric and his wife, Sarah Jordan, have been weighing fish for the Derby for the last 30 years from their fishing vessel, the Igata, anchored about 25 miles north of Sitka in Killeenan Bay.
We think back now and we think, gosh, our children were like about 6 and 8 years old then. We must have left them with some friends because they couldn't be like home alone for the whole weekend.
So we can't even remember who we left them with, but they survived.
There are other salmon derbies in Southeast sanctioned by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. But Sitka's is special, Eric says. Anglers here traditionally haul in the heaviest kings. Three past winners have topped 70 pounds, and there have been many fish brought in weighing over 60 pounds.
And we've actually weighed a 67-pounder. It's not just luck. Over the years, being the weigh station, there's some guys that really know how to get the big ones.
And for some, the Sitka Salmon Derby is a family tradition.
Brothers and sisters will be competing, and husband and wives. And of course, you get to understand that the really smart husbands, their wife is the one who's got the biggest fish.
It's a family affair for them, too. By running the weigh station as a husband and wife team, Eric and Sarah have figured out a process that works smoothly for them. Eric weighs the fish, and Sarah writes the tickets. Luckily, she already knows most of the contestants' names by heart.
I'm kind of the memory for a lot of the people, the names of the people, since there are a lot of having taught school for many years here. I have a lot of former students that are now derby fishing, and so I can always remember when they're former students of mine because they say, "Hi, Mrs. Jordan."
Over the years, they've seen a lot of big fish, but Eric says the secret to catching them depends on who you talk to.
And I'm also a commercial fisherman, and I happen to have the opportunity to visit with some of the great commercial fishermen at getting king salmon to bite. Every one of those top-level persons has a unique perspective on it. Some of them are just so good at figuring out exactly what they're biting, where. I have a friend here in this harbor that runs exactly the same spoon and the same hoochie all year, whereas others of us, we have hundreds of lures. I mean, just look here in my drawer. I mean, I have virtually thousands of different hoochies all ready to go.
So there's more than one way to catch a fish. But when it comes to weighing them, the Jordan family method may be near perfection. Still, mistakes can happen.
We did have a very sad situation one time of handing a king salmon back to someone because they wanted to take a picture on their boat. In the process of handing the fish back and forth, it went into the ocean. It had already been weighed.
He laid it on the rail.
Oh, yeah.
I gave it back to him. He laid it on the rail, and then his wife asked him something. He turned around, and the fish fell overboard.
Luckily, there haven't been any casualties this year, except for bragging rights. After 3 days of fishing, the largest fish so far is just 36 pounds. If it remains in the lead, it will be the smallest winner in the Sitka Salmon Derby's 61-year history. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.